Good evening, Sheffield. Peace be with you all. My name is Shazana Hafiz. I am a local activist. Many of you may have heard me speak before. If you don't, do come and find me and have a chat. I'm engaged in various other projects in the community, but one of the things that I have started is a spoken word movement, and it's a Muslim women's collective, Voices of Reason. Hear it from us. Seeing you all here today, seeing you here every time, makes me feel like humanity still exists. Humanity never fails. For me, it's not about numbers, it's about pulse. And this here today is that pulse, keeping the truth alive. We're here today because we, as Sheffield, as a community, as people, are saying no. No to Islamophobia. No. No to xenophobia. We're saying no to state policies that demonize and humanize Muslims and refugees and others. We're saying no. No to the prevent strategy. We are saying no. No to torture and unjust incarceration. I usually speak, but today I will share a piece of poetry with you. This piece is called Refugee. Before I begin, I want you to listen with fresh ears and view this only through the lens of humanity. This is a piece written by one of the organizers of the spoken word movement, Aisha, and she writes, Refugee, refugee, refugee. You call me, but I tell you now, it was never like this, you see. I am the daughter of a civil engineer, a principled, patient man who taught me to chase my dreams, to never give up or ever give in, whose grandmother owned lands as far as your eyes can see, where I played as a child, jumping between tiny streams and chasing butterflies, living my dreams. My mother was an academic, always imparting her knowledge of politics and history. But being the youngest sibling of three, I was always excused early. I was never left grieving and never left to go without. There was never any doubt. I was loved and I was cherished. Refugee, refugee, refugee. A name so alien, but the name you give to me. I am no beggar. I tell you, I do not wish to leave. But what choice was no choice when staying was a painful death and leaving is bleeding out slowly from the wound of separation from the nation I call home. Refugee, refugee, refugee. You call me like a profanity. You swear you mean no harm. But when you close your borders, and you left me like a lamb to slaughter. Was my life so worthless? Maybe it was the shade of my skin, or perhaps the language upon my tongue. Maybe it was the courage in my veins, or the faith in my blood, or perhaps it was your shame, as the bombs keep dropping and the bullets keep spraying, with each life lost, a reminder to you that it was signed in your name. Refugee, refugee, refugee. We take to the books in our thousands which were meant to reach shores of lands whose people preyed upon freedom and democracy, but met with the stench of revulsion and fear and a hypocrisy like no other, and words so insincere. You, in your premeditation, took away our hope to find a new land to call home. The seabed is where we now lay our dead, and upon rocks we lay our children to rest. This is a gift from the land of the free. Refugee, refugee, refugee. I am resilience. Know my name. Thank you.